Morning. Gaudete Sunday, the Sunday where the readings all say, rejoice, the Sunday where we light the rose candle in the midst of the purple candles. There even is used to be a tradition of wearing rose-colored vestments. It's a lightening of the time of preparation, the light at the end of the tunnel. The halfway point. We are now halfway through Advent. Most of the time we were more than halfway through. This year, because it's a full 4 weeks, we are exactly halfway through Advent. Of course, when most of us think of that, that's a cause for panic. Oh my God. Halfway through? Already? And I haven't even gotten my Christmas cards, much less sent them out yet. And I've still got 2/3 of the people to buy for. And what about the Christmas dinner? And what about, and what, and have, and when, and... Relax. It'll get done. And what doesn't get done, that's okay too. But primarily, Advent is a time of preparation for the feast of Christmas and for anticipation of the coming of the kingdom. Those things are a little more important than worrying about getting that new ornament for the tree. So relax. Take some time. Contemplate what's happening. Get in tune. Be inspired. We wait, the sign says, for a God who inspires. John the Baptizer is trying to inspire the folks. You want to get inspired? Let me repeat something I've suggested more than once before. Take an hour or two, someday in the next 2 weeks. Go out to the Baltimore Museum of Art. They have a sculpture garden out there that's outside the museum, so you don't even have to pay their rather outrageous admission fee. You can go into the garden free. And as you go in, not maybe 20 feet on your right, is a statue of John the Baptist. Very much modern art. Painted black steel, muscular, angular, steel plate, steel rod. Walk around it. Look at it in different light. You can hear John howling in the desert. Make straight the way of the Lord. Prepare his ways. You can hear the urgency, even the stridency of John's proclamation. And that is inspirational. It puts the spirit into you. Wake up! Stand there. 5-10 minutes. Absorb it. Then turn around on your left as you go in, I guess, to the back of you as you're standing facing John the Baptist. Another 15 feet is a much smaller statue. It's on a pedestal. It's called the Visitation. It's a much more traditional statue. It's a form statue rather than abstract. It's cast in bronze rather than painted steel slab. It's of Elizabeth, with John not yet visible. Elizabeth is old. Now we know from the scripture that she was considered well past the years. Well, in this statue, she is clearly old and pregnant, very pregnant. Have you ever noticed pregnant women will more than occasionally rest their hands like this on their belly? Belly makes a nice hand rest at that stage of pregnancy. And furthermore, you can keep your hand on the action. You know, you can feel the child more cleanly. Well, our hands are not there, but obviously they were until a second or two ago. And it's like this gold statue is a snapshot taken just after Mary's voice entered her ears and John the Baptizer, still in the womb, kicks her from inside and her hands go up like this and her head comes up and she looks out at you as though she's looking at Mary. And you can hear that awe and feel that wonder. It's a much quieter form of inspiration than John's. And equally necessary, if we need John to wake us up, we need Elizabeth to remind us that it is the proclamation of a much gentler God, that it is a time for awe a time for reverence, a time for wonder. Spend a few minutes there. Settle in your soul. Maybe walk back and forth between them. See how different they are, and yet both how much both of them are a part of our inspiration, of who we need to be as a people, as we wait for a God who inspires. If we do not wait with the awe and the silent wonder of an Elizabeth, we cannot really properly contemplate the mystery of God that is being unfolded. And if we do not wait with the urgency of a John the Baptizer, then our waiting is just sort of sitting there snoozing off until something happens, when what it really needs to be is a very active waiting, a waiting and a working, a hoping and a praying, a striving and a believing that the God who does reveal, who does heal, who does inspire, will come in all the fullness of the kingdom, and that all creation will be gathered into God's glory. Sisters and brothers, let us pray.